Even the question can raise hackles. How best to wean drug abusers off opioids? Addiction specialists have straddled a philosophical divide over the use of pharmaceuticals in the process, but the side advocating against medication-assisted treatment is quickly shrinking, WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
You've had one side of the debate saying freedom from all drugs is the only real recovery. So it's been difficult for them to embrace special opioids that tame the cravings and ward off the misery of withdrawal sickness.
Actually, it's in my pocket. So this is a generic.
Chris Dummer has a little container on his key ring that holds his daily dose, one small pill that he dissolves under his tongue each morning.
There's a lot of power in that tiny little package, you know.
It's often known better by brand names like Suboxone. Buprenorphine is the generic term, and it's quickly become one of the biggest selling drugs in the U.S. In Tennessee, prescriptions have doubled in the last 5 years. For Chris Dummer, the medication has helped him stay sober for 6 years, though he plans to wean himself completely soon. It's a real success story, and yet he's hesitant to discuss it openly because among the 12-step community, like Narcotics Anonymous, it's still taboo.
I know a lot of people that don't tell anybody that they're taking it. For fear of, you know, some kind of retribution or just being looked down upon.
And why is that? I mean, it sounds like even you have been through that.
Well, there are a lot of people that say that you do get high off the drug, and it's just replacing one drug for another.
It is replacing one opioid with another. But buprenorphine is much harder to abuse because it's combined with an overdose reversal agent. That means taking a handful of them won't get you any higher and shouldn't kill you. Still, buprenorphine has a dark side that has kept medical professionals like counselor Michael Reynolds from recommending the treatment.
Well, I guess my biggest fear is the diversion.
The pills are sold on the street. It's counterintuitive, but if addicts can't get their opioid of choice, buprenorphine will at least keep the sickness of withdrawal from coming on. So because of the street value, this drug for treating opioid abuse could be sold to help finance the addiction itself. Reynolds oversees drug treatment for Centerstone in Tennessee, which until this year had a hard rule against prescribing patients buprenorphine. Reynolds says he's had a reluctant conversion as overdose deaths weigh on his conscience.
Well, how many people are we trying to save here? How many people do we let die? Even me, yeah, I'd say I had a change of heart and, you know, kind of come around to that, well, every life's worth saving.
This summer, Centerstone will start offering medication-assisted treatment like buprenorphine and another monthly injectable form. Reynolds says that's because federal authorities are requiring it to qualify for grants, and Centerstone is not the only institution known for preaching abstinence that's coming around as the opioid epidemic becomes more deadly. So is Nashville-based American Addiction Centers, one of the largest rehab companies in the country. Mark Colarco is the medical director.
We've had this dialogue now going on or within the past 12 months or so, and then we've really ramped it up now where we have active programs at every facility.
Colarco says it's gotten to a point that programs which expect abstinence are viewed as offering substandard care. So the debate is moving from whether to use buprenorphine to how long. And that's a tough question because getting off the drug can be just as hard as kicking pain pills or heroin.
Yeah. Mary, you want to come back?
In a house-turned buprenorphine clinic in Berry Hill, Dr. Richard Soper invites a patient back for a brief counseling session before writing her monthly prescription. He accepts that this may lead to lifelong dependence for many, but like many buprenorphine believers, he points to other medications for chronic disorders. Yes, it's possible to get off of them, but Soper says physicians would never insist.
We don't do that for high blood pressure. We don't do that for asthma. We don't do that for diabetes. We don't do that for any chronic medical disorder.
Can you imagine not taking it at some point?
No. No, I don't even pretend to. I'm so over that.
Mary Gillum of Shelbyville is one of Soper's patients. She's a former nurse, a mother of two, who got hooked on Lortab after a running injury and eventually wound up shooting heroin.
I've been through so many treatment centers, and it's such a, it's just, I hate to use the word joke, but it's futile. As far as I can tell, you have to replace that medicine with this medicine, period. I don't know any other way around it.
Even though most people now know someone addicted to opioids, Gillum says no one seems to appreciate what it takes to get off. To her, there's either dying from heroin or there's medication for life. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.